Good News Corporation, in association with We Can't Have That Foundation, presents Peace Day Party in Times Square, New York City, 2019. We begin our party by sharing the opening of our movie, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. In 1989, we celebrated the 20th anniversary of Woodstock with Richie Havens right here in Times Square. Please enjoy this segment of history. Then, we go live in Times Square with lots and lots of entertainment for the next 4 hours. Please enjoy. May peace prevail on Earth.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Hi.
What's
your name?
Billy Oliver Sparks.
Billy Oliver Sparks.
Yes.
And what are you doing here today, Billy?
We're here from the town of Woodstock to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the original spirit of peace, love, and music, a new generation of commitment with the next generation that we want to pass a message to of involvement with the music and with the involvement with the government.
And what do you plan to do here today to commemorate that?
We're presenting Richie Havens, who is the lead artist, the first artist on the stage at the start of the original concert, with branches that we brought from the original festival site. The people of the town of Bethel were very encouraged that what happened there was not going to be forgotten. It was a lot more than drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It was about a nation coming together for 3 days around music in a peaceful way. And we're giving that message to the next generation so that they'll understand the importance of working together for change, involvement, in their own lives.
The word peace has many possible meanings. And the Messenger of Peace program has been vital to addressing some of the most pressing challenges of our time head on. Poverty, disease, human suffering, issues which defy the very concept of peace.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Peace Day Party here in Times Square, New York, New York, 2019. Let's hear it for the International Day of Peace. It's a United Nations declared day. It started in 1984. It got reinvigorated in 2002 with a resolution. 193 countries of the world. We have all the flags of the countries of the world. There's more countries than 193. Everybody, everywhere is a country of and to themselves. So we're here to strengthen a message of peace, and we're very happy you're here. And thank you very much for being with us. We just showed, this is actually a television show as well as a live event. We just showed a clip from when we did the 20th anniversary of Woodstock at the same exact location. Actually, Juma Sultan played for Jimi Hendrix, who was his drummer. Give him a hand. He's so it's a good man. This guy is out in the community helping young children and so on. It's all beautiful. And we, along with Richie Havens, who lived right up the street here on 46th Street, created the 20th anniversary of Woodstock right here. We were going to do it in the Great Lawn, but we couldn't pull it off on PBS. It cost too much money at that time. In any case, we did it here. This is the Parks Department land. We want to thank New York City Parks. Let's hear it for the New York City Parks and the Times Square Alliance. They do so many wonderful free events. This is a stage from the parks as well. So thank you, everybody there. So what we're going to do today, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a rundown, because it's a very exciting show. We're 10 a.m. we started, and we're going to go to 2 p.m. All right, we're going to start off, and I'll introduce everybody. But Al's going to start soon. But after me, Michael Douglas is going to say something about the International Day of Peace. Not here on videotape, just to let you know. But you can, everybody can watch this also all day from 10 to 2 on peacedayparty.org or Be Terrific. BeTerrific.com, or go to BeTerrific, has some of the over-the-top Roku and Apple TV, Amazon's FireWire. So all day you'll be able to watch this live. We have a three-camera live shoot. It's being switched out of Secaucus by BeTerrific team. Okay, so thank you very much. Actually, this is a partnership with a lot of people, a lot of nonprofits. We can have that foundation, Breaking the Cycle of Poverty Through Education. They help the earthquake victims down in Haiti and many other. Dr. Brunsman, he helped 7,000 kids who couldn't pass high school and going into college and were able to get degrees eventually, all right, through three colleges here in New York. So we have a lot of do-gooders are connected to this event. Okay, so why don't we, Al, you all set here? Okay, so what we're going to do is, I think we're in good shape. Any questions? Okay, all right, it's going to be showtime here. So we're going to go to Michael Douglas in the studio, videotape, who's a peace, United Nations ambassador, and then Al's going to perform.
You're watching the Peace Day, global internet broadcast celebrating the United Nations International Day of Peace.
And at 12 noon, when we have a moment of silence, the whole world is supposed to have a ceasefire. Wouldn't that be nice? Everywhere in the world, Mother Earth would have a ceasefire. Isn't that what we want?
We are so honored because everything we do it for God. We do for peace and love. For us, you human beings, the child within you is everything. So always look at your hearts, follow your mission, no matter how hard it is. Let's sing and dance with joy. Tell me less and love me more.
So today I want everyone here to commit to join the quest for peace. Go forward in the struggle for peace with passion and compassion. The future of this world is in your hands.
My brothers and sisters, you guys know this is an incredible, the most important time for humans to be walking on this planet. The choices that we all make every day are going to determine the lives of all of humanity, of every living creature that comes after us on this planet. As Paul said, I'm from an international peace organization. We are called May Peace Prevail on Earth International. We have been around so long, our URL is worldpeace.org. We're the organization behind the 240,000. If you look right over there, there is a peace poll. I'm going to grab it.
Lira, you're up next. Let me just mention for 1 second, Jim, that peace poll was created and PS Middle School, 328. Let's give Middle School 328 up in about 238th Street or something on the Upper West Side. Beautiful principal, assistant principal, Jim Coles, and they were kind enough. They're part of the Respect for All program here in New York City. I don't know how many people know, but New York City has so many wonderful, powerful, important outreaches to the school students, as well as the entire community. And this poll is a perfect example of young children creating their vision for peace. Let me also add that quite soon we will have a fashion show where the young girls have created their own clothes. They're going to talk about peace. We have another group of young children that are going to perform with Peter Jim. And so this is really going to be an extensive day of talent, of people that care about peace.
And may peace prevail on earth!
We don't need any guns. We don't need any carriers. We don't need any. We just need love. Yep. L-O-V-E. Paul. L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E equals peace.
Yep.
Love. You could say you don't like somebody, but don't punch them in the nose.
Yep.
It's a waste of time. You get nowhere, and it's ridiculous.
Yep.
Paul, if I may add, these flags here, Einstein told us everything carries energy. These flags, they came from May Peace Prevail on Earth International. These flags have been all around the world. When you guys carry them to make the peace sign in about 45, 50 minutes, I want you to know, these flags were just a few months ago on the DMZ of North and South Korea. These flags right here were physically held by people from all over the planet on the North and South Korea DMZ. When you carry these flags, they have that energy. Throw your love energy in it. Einstein knew it was right. We all know it was right. May peace prevail on earth, everybody. Thank you.
From Canada.
Well, I'm Lara Salt, and I'm super excited to be here. I'm just going to do a couple of songs for you today. And the first one is by Seal. I'm sure you know this one. It was written about the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Is this the one that he sang at the Nobel Peace Prize?
That's the one.
Okay. And this lady won the Juno Awards, the Jose Awards. She's hot. And many positive ways. She's also a digital marketing expert, e-commerce entrepreneur, and philanthropist.
Thank you so much. Sing along. I'm sure you know this one.
And sleep. Through a fractal on the breaking wall, I see you, my friend. Touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
You know what? Let's go for a rolling now. Okay. Thank you again, Lyra. Appreciate it. By big time. Can we go for a roll in Shakira talking at the United Nations about the most disenfranchised people?
We live in a world in which many of those who are born poor will die poor. And it is up to us to be the first society to eradicate poverty and bring justice and equality to the most disenfranchised people on earth. Now is the time to not just imagine, but do.
Dr. Buntsman, you see this sign here? We can't have the foundation. Okay, we WCHT.org. All right, they've come in and were extremely helpful for us and are partnering with us on this program. And we have another show called GoodNewsPlanet.tv. And I recently interviewed him. You can go to that website. We have 5,000 shows on it, and of people doing good in the world. And then at the end of each interview I do, I ask people, what does peace mean to them? And so I just would like to give you what Dr. Buntsman shared with us as far as what peace meant to him. And this is what he said. I just spent yesterday morning with my youngest granddaughter at Grandparents' Day at her preschool. She's 4 years old, and believe it or not, one of the topics that the children shared with us was peace and love. And that was a good thing. They breathe in peace and breathe out love. I'm going to say that again because that's a beautiful, beautiful thought. They breathe in peace and breathe out love. I'm going to say it one more time. They breathe in, everybody, they breathe in peace and breathe out love. L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. And that's what today's all about, peace and love. And that is so peaceful when they spend time with their grandparents. That same day in the afternoon, in talking with Al Smith, who performed here at the beginning, and he's a promotional consultant with Dr. Buntzman, and with me too. Thank you, Al. And indirectly with me, yes, by far, and directly, about the peace concert. I believe everybody deserves the right, I think we all do, we all believe that everybody deserves the right to live in peace, harmony, safety. When they do, love flourishes. With water also. Why would anybody want to live in the world that isn't peaceful? Dr. Errol Buntzman, co-sponsor of the Peace Day Party, executive director, and co-founder of We Can't Have That Foundation. We're now going to have Peter Jam. Let me tell you a little bit about Peter, because Peter's a traveling musician, minstrel, musician, phenomenon. And he travels for one reason, I believe. And that is P-E-A-C-E. So he's the perfect person to be here today. And I want to thank him for coming in. And he's Lebanese and Armenian and a world citizen. As a musical artist and global rights activist with the title, he's an ambassador for peace. Toured over 40 countries and 25 states singing his peace song, If You Want Now, We Will See and Hear. This is going to be a first here today. We will see and hear for the first time ever the dance version of the song and celebrate the good news of peace. Let's sing with Peter. Jam. J-A-M. Let's jam with Peter. Jam.
All righty then, everyone. How are you doing? It's the Peace Day. We have to celebrate. I've been over 40 countries around the world singing this song, the song If You Want, and it's produced now in a dance version, and we're ready to dance, right? We have Earth Dance New York City, we have Xiang Zen, we have a lot of people here. Thank you, Zen. Zen is here. You can join Zen to dance, and it's gonna be all broadcasted live, as Paul said, peaceparty.org and peterjam.com
Peace
also.
Peace Day Party.
Oh, sorry. Sorry
That's
about
okay.
that. Peace cents. Day Party. All righty. All right. So it goes on. If you want love, you will get love. If you want peace, you will get peace. If you want hope, hope is what we need. You have to keep the faith to get what you need. And we say hello also to our buddy here. Winnie. Winnie. Winnie is the peace dog. All righty. Here we go. If you want love, you will get love. If you want peace, you will get peace. If you want hope, hope is what we need. You have to keep the faith, keep the faith, keep the faith. If you want.
Okay, Zhang's gonna share a song with us. Who teaches young
Hi,
children.
Hi everyone, this is a Peace Kai project for intergenerational and international celebration of peace. So we invite everyone to dance with us. We have lots of Kai drawn by international kids. And we're going to show it to you. Please join us, Google that. Okay. And this song is Speak Up Hope. I'm going to play and dance with you. And yeah, just please join dancing. I wrote this a couple years ago also for a peace event.
Speak up what we hope. Speak up what's in our dream. What a cool place you would be. People come. our people need help. Their children are crying. If there is time for us to save our homes and earth together, do we really need to fight? Do we always have to win? Should we not urge other anymore?
We're gonna have a fashion show now of designs that well, she's going to tell you all about it. But before she does that, I'm going to quickly say from the office of the president, the borough of Brooklyn, New York. How many people are here from Brooklyn? All right, city of New York. Peace Day Party in Brooklyn. Eric Adams declares today Peace Day Party, Brooklyn, New York, the fourth largest city in America. No. Okay, now from the Manhattan borough president, Gail A. Brewer, proclamation, International Day of Peace in the borough of Manhattan. How many are from Manhattan? Okay, we've got about two people from Manhattan. How about everybody and anybody from anywhere else besides Brooklyn and Manhattan? Which means that Times Square is the crossroads of the world. And right up there, the ball does fall, of which maybe 300 to 400 million people watch on New Year's Eve. Benita Klein, thank you very much. Looking forward.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Paul for letting us be here today. My name is Benita, as he said. I run a program called Sunnyside Artworks. We teach art, design, sewing, and ceramic clay to young children, and we give them a platform to express themselves and be themselves. And in this platform, what we've discovered over the past few years is this next generation coming up has a huge social consciousness, and we're very excited about that. There's a lot of hope and a lot of promise in what these young people have to say. So I'm going to present them to you today to express themselves not only in their clothing, a lot of which they have made and they put themselves together very well, but also in what they feel about a social consciousness of now. Thank you.
One gorgeous, gorgeous situation. All for peace, love, and hope.
Tell you all a story. A couple days ago, my English teacher gave the class a prompt to write about in our notebook. The prompt read, "If you could talk to everybody on planet Earth all at once, what would you say?" I didn't really think too much about it, and I just started writing. Soon enough, the 4-minute timer was up, and I looked down to read what I had wrote. What I had wrote was about climate change and world peace, but there was one thing that truly stuck with me. At the very end of my paragraph, I wrote, "Try, please, thank you." Humans are creatures of habit, as we all know, but if we continue our habits, we will continue to create a world that is inhabitable and war-filled. Small actions can create big changes, such small actions as cleaning up our planet or being nice to someone, as little as one person a day. Now, I leave you all with one thing today. Try, please, thank you.
Well, first of all, thank you, Paul Slatkis, for your dedication and commitment to peace and Peace Day in Times Square for decades. Put your hands together for Paul Slatkis and Good News Planet, Good News Broadcast, and Good News in general. Thank you. And my name is Rick Ulfick. I'm founder of We the World and the We campaign at we.net. It's all about we, right? That's what this is all about. People coming together to transform our world for the better. And I was so impressed with seeing those young people come up on stage and talk about creating a peaceful, sustainable future. I and 250,000 others spent yesterday afternoon with Greta Thunberg. That's how she says it, Greta Thunberg, in Battery Park City for the climate strike that young people are leading around the world. And there are literally millions of people around the world doing that. But I bring you greetings from all the people who are working on 11 days of global unity. This is actually the 15th anniversary of 11 days of global unity, and Paul was the MC at the launch of 11 days of global unity with Marianne Williamson and Jane Goodall giving back-to-back keynote addresses on 18th Street and 6th Avenue, the Limelight, which was then called the Avalon. And since then, we've been doing 11 days of global unity every year. Goes from September 11th and culminates on the International Day of Peace today, September 21st. And so I bring you greetings from people all around the world who are participating in 11 days of global unity.
Kathy, you want to say something?
Okay. I'm so happy to be here. We're going to be playing with Byron a piece by Saint-Saëns called Swan, which is a very beautiful piece, and we'll be performing at Carnegie Hall on September 29, and then also December 27. And one of the things we do, we give tickets for free for children to encourage like the beauty and music to be exposed to children. Thank you, Paul.
Should I say what? Okay.
That's beautiful. Okay, Katia and Mr. Byron Duckwall. Thank you both. All right, let's hear some beautiful, wonderful, kind, loving, caring music. Remember that date, September 29th, Carnegie Hall, and you're going to hear her right now. Thank you. Michael, and Rami Yadid. World-renowned acoustic celloist, five-string electric celloist Michael Fitzpatrick, and multi-instrumentalist, composer, and arranger Rami Yadid. Performed around the world separately and together, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hollywood Bowl, and the United Nations, United States Capitol West, performing together as a vehicle. People's Climate March. Additionally, Michael has worked closely with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, for the past 20 years. Dr. Kosko, I want to say thank you, a shout out to you. Sarah Beth, who knows Sarah Beth's restaurants? I want to say a shout out to them. And I want to say one more shout out to our, I might even say more than one, but we can't have that foundation. So this is all good. We're getting close to noon. Could everybody start? We want to create a human peace sign. So if everybody can come down from the bleachers and get around the peace sign, we're trying our best to show the world, because this is going live to the world. It's a worldwide TV show. It's being shot with three cameras all over this place, up there also. So we're going to have a high shot. I don't think that's CBS, my old CBS, PBS technology terms. But we're going to have an aerial view of from the seventh floor, from the Times Square Alliance. A shout out to the Times Square Alliance for allowing all these events to happen here. A shout out. This is a city park. This is Father Duffy's Park, part of the New York City park system. How good is that? How great is Central Park? How good is Prospect Park? How good is Van Cortlandt Park and Staten Island Parks and Queens, Flushing Meadow? The peace sign stands for disarmament. I'm going to say it one more time. The original peace sign was created for disarmament in England. Okay, and today is the International Day of Peace, a day that 193 countries declared. You see all these flags here? These are the 193 countries. See all these hug of planets here? Robert, where are you? Somewhere around here with his hug of planets, one that's flying around Mother Earth. This is a gentleman here, and thank you, Robert. And Michael, are you ready? Whenever you are, when you got some juice, almost. We're gonna proceed. Thank you, everybody, for putting this together. That's looking great. It's looking really great. This is actually gonna happen. We need the dog somewhere involved, Winnie. Winnie the dog, and Simon, and everybody who's not here. We all represent everybody of the world, because we are, first of all, we are all one. And two, we are all the people of the world. We represent everybody on Mother Earth, on the hug of planet. Michael, hit it.
No, Intel. It's all good.
I'd like to invite my good friend, Joe Cinque, up to the stage. Michael, thank you so much. Rami, thank you so much. Okay, I'd like to invite Joe up here. Joe's on a busy schedule, and he created the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences, and a big honor for Joe to join us.
Yeah, Joe. Give me the award. say something?
This is a great day for Paul, and he gives his heart and soul every year to Peace Day. And I don't think a better man deserves the award than Paul.
I of course, accept this for everybody, including Joe, included everybody here, and for everybody in the world, living life in peace. I won't accept it for anybody who's not living life in peace. However, I'll accept it to a small degree in the hopes that you make a change in your own life for the betterment of yourself and everybody around you. Thank you. Okay. Georgia, will you please come to the stage? Oh, she's so gorgeous and so talented. Georgia Fremonte. And this is beautiful here. Thank you. Coming again from Canada. Now you're in for more joy, more talent, and... Merci, madame.
You got it. I love you,
Joe. I pray you'll be all right. Watch us where we go, and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose the way. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe.
Al Smith, main man, Rick Ulfick, Juma Sultan, and Hot Stuff in the summertime. Play. Thank you, brother.
Hello, New York. Okay, we got, let me do just this. Let's try that again. Hello, New York. All right, y'all ready to party? For this Peace Day party, I'm Al Smith, this is Jama, this is Rick Ulfick. Now, they just joined me on the stage, right? But watch what happens, and you just joined me. I need you to do something with me. Can you do this for me? Can you get involved and party? Can you do that? Okay, here we go. Now, I'm a kind of guy, I'm old school. By the way, that song, Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, Hendrix did that thing in Monterey, didn't he, Jama? Right? That, because he loved Bob Dylan, right? So, like I said, I like, well, that old time rock and roll. How about you? You know the kind of rock and roll I'm talking about, right? The kind that moves your soul. You see where this is going, right? You know where this is going.
How about that? You know what I'm saying?
What? I want everybody dancing on it. Just take those old records off. I'm gonna listen to the Bible again. This music ain't got sense, so I like the old time rock and roll. Don't even take me to a dance show. Out on the floor, 10 minutes out, we head for the door. And I know I'm gonna rock you up. I know I'm gonna rock you up. Got a music up through the sun. Won't get it out of the day before. And I know I'm gonna rock you up.
See some moves. All right, let's go to Paul McCartney. Sharing wisdom of what his father shared with him.
I remember once talking to my father about whether people wanted peace, because it seemed like there was so much war and so much stress in the world. that maybe I thought people didn't want peace. He said to me, I remember very clearly, he said, people want peace. Everybody everywhere wants peace. He said, it's the governments, the politicians who want the fights. So the idea of having a peace day where we can set aside all of that and allow barriers to come down, allow people to get in with much needed aid and medical supplies, is a fantastic idea that I support wholeheartedly.
Papa Guy, are you almost ready? Mm-hmm.